Good morning. What's cooking New Delhi? Well, it's not just you. Entire India is. But the relief is, thankfully, India is not burning yet. IMD says in 2 days, rains will bring some respite. I think more like there's a dust storm coming. But what's really arriving is water shortage. And it is going to get further. The north-south divide, which we will get to in a bit. Water storage in reservoirs of most states in West and South India has dipped to less than average of last 10 years. According to the Central Water Commission, the water level in 91 major reservoirs in the country in the week ending on 30th May was 1 percentage point down compared to the week before. Last year, several parts of Gujarat and Maharashtra received deficient monsoon showers. The situation is particularly grim in the Marathwada region of Maharashtra, where water level and reservoirs have dipped to an all-time low. Private weather forecaster SkyMet, in its region-wise prediction last month, said this year, rainfall in Vidarbha, Marathwada, West Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat will be poorer than normal, while southern India is expected to receive below normal rainfall. It is Monday, 3rd June 2019, and maybe astrology has the answer to the water problems. You could really ask India's education minister, and if timed correctly, and under auspicious timings actually, you might just get an answer that you can trust, more than you could trust Smriti Irani. Because this one is a doctor as well. So what if there are doubts about his degree too? It is after all Modi 2.0, so we got to respect the Prime Minister Modi's choice for Education Minister. The new Union HRD Minister, Ramesh Pokhriyal Nishank, is back in the news for his doctorate degrees, honorary ones, which he obtained from far away Sri Lanka. Now, Ramesh Pokhriyal Nishank, who started his career as a teacher in Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh affiliated Saraswati Shishu Mandir, and for those of you who don't know, Shekhar Gupta is also from one of these Shishu Mandir schools. But coming back to Mr. Nishank, he is the new Human Resource Development Minister of India and was felicitated with a doctorate degree of Open International University not once, but twice. Once in the late 90s and the second time in the late 2000s. The exact date of the first honorary degree remains unknown, but the second one was near the time when he assumed the CM office in Uttarakhand. Nishank used to fondly mention about the honorary degrees of the Open International University for complementary medicines in his books, website and also his biodata. On the basis of the document, he used to suffix doctor in front of his name. Even in his election affidavits, Nishank mentions receiving honorary degrees. Well, an RTI reply received from the High Commission of India from Colombo states, the matter has been examined. On the first issue of appeal, the applicant's appeal is upheld and it is hereby clarified that as far as the High Commission is aware, Open International University for Complementary Medicines in Colombo is not recognized by the University Grants Commission, Sri Lanka. There are some who are going to the extent to say, essential qualification to head HRD ministry, you should possess fake degrees. Well, I seriously want to contest that. The fake degree issue is a key criteria for several key jobs, it seems. Meanwhile, this education minister has already showed off his vast knowledge and agenda ever since 2014 when he claimed astrology is the biggest science. It is in fact above science. We should promote it. We speak about nuclear science today, but Sage Kanad conducted nuclear test 1 lakh years ago. Well, are we done with him? No, because Pokhriyal's ideological parent isn't done yet. If you still think that Nishank or Pokhriyal is Modi's choice, then I raise you to, it is RSS choice and part of the Sangh agenda. That's what explains the draft education policy. Even as the nation found out that economically we were doing really badly and the job market was as bad as was leaked, despite Smriti Irani calling it a fake news, the government came up with a latest distraction card. Hindi will not be thrust upon any state, the government said on Sunday, stepping up its damage control amid a controversy over the draft version of the National Education Policy 2019, which is seen by many in the southern states as an attempt to impose Hindi on school students. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar posted identical messages on Twitter assuring that the draft will be reviewed before implementation. Both the ministers are from Tamil Nadu, the state which has been loudest in its objections, and the tweets were in Tamil. Most of us in the south learn Hindi as a second language, but nobody in north is learning Malayalam or Tamil. Mr. Tharoor was quoted as saying by the news agency ANI. The official Twitter handler of MNS quoted state leader and spokesperson Anil Shidore as stating, "Hindi is not our mother tongue. Do not enforce it on us and incite us." Oh, talking about inciting. Hours after Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar expanded his Council of Ministers on Sunday, BJP and JDU leaders skipped the iftar party hosted by each other. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar expanded his Council of Ministers with the inclusion of 8 new faces from the JDU. With a year left for the assembly election, Kumar has ensured that he plays the social equation card right, even as non-inclusion of a single leader from the BJP has raised many eyebrows. However, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Modi in his tweet said Kumar had offered the BJP a ministerial berth, but the Saffron Party decided to hold it for the future. And while we're in future, let's head to international news. US President Donald Trump yesterday told Syria and Russia to stop bombing the hell out of Syria's last jihadist stronghold, Idlib. Hearing word that Russia, Syria, and to a lesser extent Iran are bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria and indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians, the world is watching this butchery. What is the purpose? What will it get you? Stop. Trump said on Twitter shortly before he was to depart for a state visit to Britain, where he will be running away from giant baby Trump's blibs that will be in the British sky. Meanwhile, China targeted FedEx in its escalating trade war with the US, giving a hint of the kind of foreign companies it may blacklist as unreliable. As details of China's criteria trickled out, the investigation into FedEx's wrongful delivery of packages was framed by the state news agency as a warning by Beijing after the Trump administration imposed a ban on business with telecom giant Huawei. Meanwhile, it seems Bahrain is inspired by China as it has warned its citizens and residents that following anti-government social media accounts could result in legal action. Hardening a government campaign against critical online voices, the Interior Ministry avoided social media when it sent text message to Bahraini phones late last week warning that following accounts which are biased or inside Discord could expose you to legal liability. That's pretty much all that I have for you. And before we say goodbye to you, well, time for you to say goodbye to iTunes, that if you're still living in 2004 and are using it. According to a report by Bloomberg, Apple will announce that 3 separate apps for music, TV, and podcast will supersede iTunes as Apple seeks to reposition itself as an entertainment service rather than a hardware company powered by products such as the iPhone. Have a wonderful day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.